flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. And it's been a great day. Thank you, Lord. It's been a great day. Thank you for listening.
It's Black History Month, baby.
Yeah. We're going to celebrate regardless.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and my closing remarks is pertaining to this presidency. You know, I'm not surprised at anything he's doing because it's par for the course. I mean, he's a continuation of what he was. The thing of it is this is what the American voting mass, the more popular vote, was for him. Why it was for him had a lot to do with who he was running against and the mistakes that was made. A lot of it was because, simply because there are people who just don't want a woman in charge. A lot of it is because this country is what they say they're not. America has a very, very racist element to it. There is no denying that. You can sit up and be Tim Scott and put the blinders on all you want and say America is not a racist country. Okay. Well, have you been listening to what the president of this country has been saying? Did you even take the time to understand what any of Project 2025 was saying? Do you even understand the basic core of the message? The slogan was MAGA, Make America Great Again. That alone right there told the whole story. And they are going about the business of doing just like it was. Let's get it back when there was no affirmative action. Let's get it back when there was no DEI. Let's get it back when there was no civil rights bill. Man, they coming for all of that. But y'all so stupid, though, that you actually thought that President Trump was talking about you. You actually believed him when he said he's going to bring the prices of groceries down when rich people don't care what the price of groceries is, because it's not going to make them a bit of difference one way or the other. So look at your groceries. Ain't nothing going down and ain't nothing coming down. And if you notice what he just did, he put tariffs on China, Canada, and Mexico. Now, these tariffs mean that they're going to have to pay 25% more, and Canada has to pay 10% more of everything that they import. Well, guess what? Somebody got to pay for that more cost. And that's going to be you. That's going to be us. Y'all don't get it? Y'all thinking that he cutting all these programs out for these social programs was going to hurt and affect black people. Y'all got diabetes too. Black people ain't the only one with diabetes. That $35 insulin program, that ain't going to just affect us. That's going to affect everybody. Y'all didn't get it right this time. You just didn't. You thinking when he got rid of DEI, he was talking about black people. The number one beneficiary, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, the number one benefactor of DEI is white women. Do you know the least benefactors of DEI programs? Black people. Latinos is in there. Native Americans in there. Asians is in there. Do you know that they veterans are in there? They're cutting out programs for veterans. They don't want to do you know that people with disabilities are in the DEI cutbacks? You ain't know that, did you? No, because they had your stupid ass thinking he was talking about black people. They was talking about y'all, too, because they trying to make money. Let me explain something to you. See, when you do these, cut out these programs to help the Medicare cost and cost of medicine and diabetes, you know how that helps? That helps the pharmaceuticals, because now they back into the big profits. Why do you think they made all these donations to the Trump campaign? Because they knew they was going to get it back tenfold in the money he was going to put back in their pockets. Every move Donald Trump is making is to put money back into the hands of rich people. Y'all really thought he was talking about y'all? I went out the other day, I was going to this doctor's appointment, and I was passing by this big white pickup truck, and it was flying Trump van signs. And I saw in his window, his back window, "I'm a proud veteran." I felt bad for this guy because I went, "Hey, Mr. Proud Veteran, the DEI cutbacks that he's doing is going to take benefits from you, people who fought for this country. Y'all really thought he was talking about y'all?" You know, this is the same guy that dodged the draft. You remember that, don't you? That's the same guy that talked about McCain because he was a prisoner and he thought he was a bad prisoner. You know, remember that? But here's a guy who did everything, say he was flat-footed so he couldn't even go to war. Now, I got you ain't want to go to war. I don't want to go to war either, but you can't talk about the ones who did. It's really sad what's happening here. I did say I really feel sorry for the common man, but now it's all coming out to play. Wow. We got exactly what he told us we was going to get. Plus, some surprises. It's the most special. Y'all have a great day today. I will, because my faith is in God, not in him. Do the same, y'all.
Steve Harvey contest, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.